The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Caddy Boy Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Fairways, and we are going to talk about how to improve your golf game one stroke at a time. Let's grab our clubs and head to the first tee. Welcome back to the Caddy Boy Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Fairways, and thank you for tuning in for episode number 3. This episode is going to be a little different. Today we're going to talk about tournament golf and some of my most recent events and how I've played and what went into the prep for these tournaments and good stuff like that. So let's dive in here with what I do for prep going into tournaments. With the putter, I like to do a lot of work from 3 to 6 feet because it's the most important part of your putts are the first couple feet. So if you can feel like you're hitting those on a straight line, then I feel like not a whole lot can go wrong. So I'll spend on a normal practice day, I'll spend about 30 minutes hitting straight putts, left to right putts, downhill, uphill from 3 to 6 feet. I'll normally do the compass drill, north, south, east, west, 4 tees, got to make 12 in a row within 4 feet. Then we can pull it back to 6 to 8 feet. And then we try to get about 8 out of 12. And then I'll move on to a completion drill where I'll have 15 putts within 10 feet and we got to make all of them in a row to move on. From there, we'll go into the wedges. I'm fortunate enough that I have teammates who have launch monitors, so I can be really efficient with how I practice my wedges, making sure my spin's looking right, making sure I feel comfortable with my yardages. I'll do some randomized wedge tests, which essentially will just throw out numbers, and I have to hit them and be within 5 yards north or south of that number. But come tournament time, I like to be within 2 to 3 yards. It sounds really, nitty, but in tournament, you got to be very comfortable with your numbers to the point where you feel like you're going to hole everything. From there, I'll go into my irons. And with my irons, especially in the shorter irons, I just like to see a shape. For me, it's really not making sure I hit everything perfect. It's just I want to make sure that if I'm missing, for me personally, I don't like seeing my ball start left and go left as a right-handed golfer. I like to see my ball start straight. If it draws a little, I'm okay with it. If it's starting a little right, coming back to the left, that's fine by me. Even if I block it out right as a miss, that's totally playable in my book. All I like to see is that I'm eliminating the left side of the golf course as much as possible. And that's from years of hitting a draw. As somebody who didn't have lessons from the ages of from 11 to probably 17, I was just naturally a big drawer of the golf ball, and it was really hard for me to keep the ball in the air and keep it straight. And as my game has developed, especially in my college career, I've liked to see that ball kind of move towards the right side of the course. And I feel like I can manage my spin more efficiently that way, and I can swing freely knowing that my ball isn't just going to hook off the planet. Moving into the tee shots, for me, I again just want to see the same shape over and over, so I'll do a lot of hit the fairway type drills on the driving range where I'll pick two targets, can't miss left of that one or right of that one, and then I'll make sure that my safety driver is in play, where it's just I'll take a normal setup for a driver, tee that ball up a hair lower, move it a bit back in my stance, and feel like I'm covering the ball just to get it lower and just in play as a safety net if my driver isn't going well mid-tournament. Let's dive into the first tournament we're going to talk about, which was the Reserve at Spanos Park. It was our regional preview, so We will be playing regionals at Spanos Park this year in Stockton, California. This event was 2 rounds, 18 holes each. Normally our events are 36 holes on the first day and 18 on the second. My first day went really well. It was really a calm, level day. Started out with two birdies in my first six holes. Made the turn at one under par. And then just kind of cruised my way in. Didn't really do a whole lot that was special. I birdied, I believe, only one of my par fives, which in golf is not ideal, especially in tournament golf. You want to; those are kind of your scoring holes, so you want to take advantage of them. But I did all right. I had four birdies on the day with two bogeys, so no doubles, which is good for me. Parred all the par threes besides one of them. And, you know, that's a pretty good day for me. I'm never going to complain about being under par, especially with no doubles on the card and no bogeys on par fives. That is a win in my book. Felt really good about that first day. Felt like my game was under a lot of control. No double crosses, no three putts, and felt really consistent. And then day two was a little bit different. Going into day two, I was three shots out of the lead, and the lead was held by the young stud freshman on the Dominican Penguins, Mr. Jonathan Chen. So it was a bit of a chip on my shoulder going into that second round, feeling like I had a little bit of work to do in chasing that young buck. And, you know, when you go into a tournament feeling like you need to shoot a round, nerves will come in a lot quicker than they ever need to. But sometimes nerves are good. It just depends on the player. For me, I like to be in a position where I'm chasing, because it feels like I have to attack the golf course a little bit and I have to test myself in certain spots. The only time that I've ever had a lead, I actually won the event, but I damn near lost it about halfway through that round. But something about being behind makes you feel like you have to step up and hit shots. And, you know, we gave it a run in that second round. We started off with no pars on the first seven holes, and we were even par. So we started birdie, bogey, birdie, bogey, double bogey, birdie, birdie, which felt, I would say, stressful, but something about that double bogey on the fifth hole really just calmed me down for the rest of the day. It kind of settled me in knowing that, well, that's as bad as it's going to get, and it can only really get good from here. And it did. I, on this turn, made the turn at even, and then proceeded to pick up two more birdies on the 11th and 12th hole. Saved par by chipping in on the 13th hole, actually in front of Jonathan, who at that time had a two-shot lead. And our coach turned around to him and said, "That chip in was for you, buddy. He's coming for you." And I was indeed. Picked up another birdie on the 16th, but unfortunately the 17th hole really had my number all week. It was 480-yard par 4, water all down the right side, wind blowing into our face off the left, so just pushing everything towards that water. And I bailed out, missed it left, and didn't get up and down, ended up putting in the bunker and parred the last hole to shoot 3 under in the event, which put me T7, 2 off the lead. But, you know, you can't really be too upset with 2 rounds under par. My only big regret of that tournament is not hitting a more aggressive, assertive shot on that 17th hole and playing away from the trouble when I'm standing on that fairway knowing I'm only 2 shots back, and a par or a birdie here will more than likely jump me up to that first place spot, which it would have. But that's all hindsight. And it's really a lesson that when I'm in those positions to kind of step up and hit a shot that, you know, we've talked about playing on the safer side and being more tentative about where we're starting and finishing our shots. But in tournaments, if you're 2 shots back with a hole that you know is going to give most people trouble and you have a good available shot to hit, you want to step up and take that risk. Something I didn't do, but lesson learned. And we took that lesson into Karika Park last week, where I shot my best college round for 3 days so far. It was a 6 under par for 54 holes, which was really, really fun. It was very low stress, ton of birdies, ton of bogeys, but really just made sure that I was in control of my game. First round, 3 under par, came in with 4 birdies and a bogey. Birdied 2 out of my 4 par 5s and picked up a birdie on a par 3, so kind of snuck away with one there. Second round, I had 5 birdies, 2 bogeys, and a double for 1 under. That was probably my most disappointing round of the tournament, I'd say, only because I was 2 under going into that 18th hole, and these tournaments are shotgun starts, meaning I started not on the first hole. It wasn't tee times. I started on the 5th hole. So I still had a little bit of hole left to play, a little bit of golf. I had 4 holes left after that 18th, but just made a really poor decision from the fairway. I had 126 with wind blowing probably about 30 miles per hour into my face. And at that point, it's just kind of knock one in the green and try to make par. And I try to get a little cute with it, chipping an 8-iron into a really heavy wind, and the wind won that battle. And again, that's golf, and it's going to happen, but I didn't really let it faze me too much. I parred 3 out of my last 4 holes and birdied my 4th hole to be at under par for the day. And then starting that last round, it was kind of the same situation as the previous tournament, where I knew I was in somewhat of contention, and I knew that if I was to make the turn 2 shots away from the leader, then I would have a real chance of winning it. Always helps when you start your round with a birdie, which I did, nearly hold it from the fairway from at 103 yards. And then bogeyed 12 to get back to even, birdied 14-15 to be at 2 under. And then I knew I was in a really good spot in the tournament. I looked at the leaderboard and saw that I was only a couple shots away, and the nerves hit, because that's what they're supposed to do. You're not supposed to be calm and cool and collected under those positions unless you've been there multiple times. And the sign of things going right is that you're in those positions and you are getting nervous, because you don't get nervous over stuff that you're used to. And that is why I compete. That is why I play college golf. I love the nerves. I love that butterfly in your stomach that's really making you sweat a little bit. And it did get advantage of me a little bit. On the 3rd and 4th hole, I missed 2 putts inside 5 feet to save par. So went bogey-bogey on those. And my coach was with me, and he kind of cracked a little joke, which got me back into myself and my potential, and ended up scratching those 2 bogeys off with back-to-back birdies to end it. And then 2-putt par on the last to save par, and there's another top 10 for us. So 6 under there, we had 69, 71, 70 for 3 rounds of golf. I mean, the biggest thing I learned from that tournament was I can and am good enough to compete with the best players in our conference, and nothing's holding me back besides myself. I mean, he asked me after the tournament, my coach asked me on 3 and 4 if those putts were nerves, and I looked at him and I said, hell yeah, they are, because how can you not be nervous when you know you're right there? It's just only thing that's going to help that is experience, and as long as I keep practicing what I preach, then I'll have many, many chances to knock at those doors again. I was really proud of those 2 performances. It kind of put me in a really good spot in the regional rankings as well as the national. I'm now ranked 142nd in the nation for Division II and ranked 12th in our conference of the Pac West, which puts me in a really good spot for conference and regionals. And our team as well is trending. The Penguins had their lowest round in a competitive tournament in 3 years at 3 over par for the tournament. So all things are looking great for the Penguins, and that is my breakdown of what tournament golf for the Division II athlete looks like. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see y'all next week.